MDCT General Secretary Tendai Biti told a news conference at the party's Harvest House headquarters today that the election report presented by the chairperson of the SADC Election Observer Mission, Tanzanian Foreign Affairs Minister Bernard Membe, does not reflect the views of the regional body. Biti said some SADC member states, including South Africa and others that he refused to name, have confirmed that Membe presented the report without consulting them. The report released by Membe shows that the July 31 polls were free, fair, and generally credible.
On his own, without the observer mission, without the final observer mission report, without a meeting of all the observers to endorse the final report, Membe came to Zimbabwe to unilaterally declare that the election was not only peaceful, fair, was not only peaceful, free, but also fair and credible. And we are concerned as MDC that he is making the conclusion that the election was fair and credible on the basis of an interim report which does not support the findings that this election was fair and credible. So there are three things that we are concerned with. Number one, it is the legitimacy of Membe on his own coming to present a report which is not a report of SADC at all. Number two is the credibility and legitimacy of Mr. Membe coming to Zimbabwe to present a report which is not found on any additional grounds. If the final report had been there, then it would be justified. But there is no additional report. The final report has been concluded. Thirdly, we are concerned about the mendacity, the dishonesty, in then arriving at a conclusion that the election was fair and credible when there are no facts to support that.
The former finance minister said the polls failed to meet minimum standards set out in the SADC principles and guidelines governing the conduct of democratic elections. Biti said up to today, the MDCT is yet to get a copy of the electronic voters' roll that was used in the July 31 polls. He warned that if SADC does not withdraw member statement and also fail to deal with the poll dispute in Zimbabwe, the regional body would have set a bad precedent in Africa that elections can be rigged any time. He said President Robert Mugabe's re-election remains illegitimate and SADC risks losing its credibility.
Without condemnation and scrutiny by international law in the form of SADC, in the form of the African Union, then what you are doing is you are setting a dangerous precedent on the African continent that democracy can be raped everywhere, that dictators can get away with the flawed, sham elections. So what has happened in Zimbabwe is setting precedent that it can be reproduced virtually on every African country on the continent. The next president who goes into an election, given the low standards that have been set on Zimbabwe, would be stupid to lose an election. So the rape of democracy in Zimbabwe is the rape of democracy across the entire continent. This is a dangerous precedent of continental proportions, continental consequences. It doesn't bode well for African democracy. It doesn't bode well for African institutions. And so we are deeply concerned. It's Zimbabweans that are crying now. Next year it will be the Malawians. After all, we are reading reports that the Malawian president has hired the coup in the Zimbabwean government to assist in the preparation of voters for Malawi. This is going on. So this is not a tragedy for the MDC. This is not a tragedy for the people of Zimbabwe. It's a tragedy for every democratic, right-thinking African.
The MDCT has written to the SADC secretariat demanding the withdrawal of members' report. Biti said he hopes that the Zimbabwean situation would be put on the agenda of the full SADC summit, expected to be held at a date yet to be announced.
SADC in Malawi on the 17th and 18th made it very clear that they will discuss Zimbabwe fully once the final report is out. So I expect that SADC in this next summit, in the final report, will discuss Zimbabwe.
Political analyst and University of Zimbabwe lecturer Charity Manyeruke said nothing will change as the regional bloc has already endorsed the poll outcome.
Okay, I think, you know, MDC, the problem is that they lost the election and they told the supporters you know, on their part without making any effort to ensure that they have continuously supporters on their side. So when the results came, you know, like any loser, you know, they are bound to be shocked and they are bound not to believe. But eventually, you know, most of them have now accepted that, you know, they lost the election and they are now re-strategizing on how to win the election. But a few individuals, of course, they are used to being in power and it's difficult for them now not to be controlling the, you know, some sectors of the country. You know, they were used to pronouncing budgets and so forth. So now it will be an ordinary person. But they need to accept that, you know, in elections they've got winners, they've got losers. You can't have everyone winning and the GPA days are over. You know, you've got one party which is going to be leading in government. MCCT has to accept that they lost the election and also that they cannot substitute SADC. SADC is not made up of MDC and SADC is not made up of MDC supporters. SADC is about states, you know, not political parties. So when they make reports, they are making reports on a state process that was carried out and they give out their objective opinion about what happened and they are particularly concerned about making recommendations to the country, you know, for future elections. Otherwise, the parliamentarians were sworn in. People are now going on with their day-to-day business.
Reached by Studio 7 from Washington, D.C., South African officials, including President Jacob Zuma's international relations advisor, Lindiwe Zulu, professed ignorance about the MDCT's letter and allegations that member had not consulted them. Although the MDCT says the elections were fundamentally flawed and do not reflect the will of the people of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party said the polls were peaceful, free, fair and credible. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.